BRICS is on a path of expansion, but there's been little progress in deciding who will make the cut after 2 days of meetings in Cape Town. At the moment, the group's made up of five countries: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. At least 19 countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Gabon, have expressed interest in joining the bloc. For many, it's emerged as an alternative to Western dominance and potentially providing a counterbalance to the West.
It's a kind of a slightly ambivalent sort of organization, because I think it likes to see itself as non-aligned. But, you know, if in the increasing polarized world that we're in at the moment, where Russia and the West, NATO, are at each other's throats, you know, to have one of those poles of the new conflict that is already a BRICS member creates a complication there.
Its plan for a common currency for trade within the bloc has not been finalized, and for now wants to increase trade among its member states in their local currencies, ultimately reducing reliance on the US dollar. South Africa's Foreign Affairs Minister Naledi Pandor says the group is hoping for more cooperation.
We also looked at, I think, an important subject, which is what are the links that there should be between BRICS and G20 in an increasingly, in our view, multipolar world. We have a sense that we're moving away from a unipolar, and there's increasing interest in multipolarity. So how do we draw together these formations that have a number of shared ideals and goals?
As countries around the world recover from the impact of the pandemic and the global economy remains in distress, leaders here say the growing BRICS New Development Bank will continue to provide support to programs to end poverty. But as the bloc looks to expand, some say members like South Africa and Brazil may be concerned their influence could be reduced, and that the group may lack a clear identity and unified policy. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.